Blog Talk Radio.
And God day, this is Keith Russell Lee welcoming you to Reigning with God. I am really psyched. I'm jazzed. I'm juiced today, which is the start of the week. It's Monday. And whatever time of day that you're listening to it, I pray that you are having a wonderful and a blessed day. Well, last week, well, let me just talk about the series that I'm dealing with and then introduce myself. The series I'm dealing with are Principles That Make You Powerful. Principles That Make You Powerful. I'm looking at spiritual principles and spiritual laws that make you powerful, that if you apply to your life, that you can be able to get the outcomes that you desire and you deserve. Now, let me also share who I am by introduction, if this is the first time that you're listening to this. I am Keith Russell Lee. I am a best-selling author. I am a spiritual teacher, and I am the senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment in the Washington, D.C. area, and also we have a gathering in Philadelphia. Now, let's just get into the program today, and let's talk about today what I call the law of confession and affirmation. And I'm looking at using the power of words to draw into your lives that which we want in our lives. It blows my mind that we don't really realize the power of our words and what we put out into the universe. I mean, you think about it. We have so many, what I would call, careless conversations. And we don't even realize that we are creating these things based upon our words. Wow. Yes, because our words are creative. Our words are creative. Let's just talk about words for a minute. Because in Genesis chapter 1, God said, God spoke the world into being. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. God said, let there be, and there was, right? Just Genesis 1. God used the power of the word to create. Now, in Isaiah 55, he says that so shall your word go forth, Isaiah 55, 11, so shall your word go forth, it shall not come back, so shall my word go forth, it shall not come back void, but it shall go to the place for which I have sent it. Now, God's words go and they create. Well, guess what? Our words do the same thing. Well, Keith, we're not God. But remember what the word shares with us in Genesis chapter 1, that we've been created and made in the likeness and in the image of God. And also we know that the Holy Spirit, which is the full presence of God, lives in us, the Holy Spirit. And so, therefore, our words also are creative. Now, this is something that we've got to understand, folks, because a lot of things that happen and go on in our lives are as a result of what we put out, quote unquote, in the universe. And I really want us to be very clear, because a lot of times it's got nothing to do with that little red dude in a little red suit with the pitchfork, right, and the tail. It's got everything to do with what we are speaking. Now, I want to go a little bit further than just speaking words, because a lot of times in the teaching, people talk about just in terms of the words that we speak, that we're speaking the words, and you got to speak the word. And many people say, Keith, I've tried that, and it doesn't work. Well, because your words really are symbolic or expressions of your belief system. See, you've got to get to the standpoint of understanding that when I'm speaking, I've got to speak forth those words which I believe. So I can talk about, Lord, I see I'm speaking forth my Rolls Royce. I'm speaking forth my Bentley. I'm speaking forth my healing. I'm speaking forth my deliverance. I'm speaking forth these things, and they never materialize. Well, why aren't those words creating? Because at the basis of those words have to lie, have to be what we believe, our belief system. And if our beliefs are not aligned with what we are saying, because it's all about our beliefs, then it's not going to materialize. See, when my words line up with the Word of God, the Bible, the Scriptures, those things which I believe, and I'm not talking about some passive belief, but what I know to be true, what I know to be true in my spirit, what I know to be true in the Word, and I speak forth that Word, for instance, that God desires me to be the head and not the tail. I'm speaking from Deuteronomy 28. He's called me to be the head and not the tail, to be above only and not beneath, that I'm more than a conqueror, that I am an overcomer, that I am prosperous, that when I'm beginning to speak those things in my life, in the life of others, then from that standpoint, I am operating in affirming the Word of God. I'm operating in the law of affirmation. I'm operating in the law of confession. What does that mean, Keith? I'm affirming what I believe by my words. And I hope you are hearing that. You know, if right now you're grappling and dealing with challenges or doubt, why not affirm the Word of God over your life? Why not confess, speak forth the Word of God in your life? Then if you're dealing with health and all, you know, it's amazing. I know people have had long-time sicknesses, and they talk about the goodness of God, but they never confess the Word of God that they are healed. They tell everybody about their diagnosis. They tell everybody about their treatment. They tell everybody about the medications that they take. But they stop confessing and affirming, I am healed based upon the Word of God. They stop affirming that by His stripes He has bore all of our infirmities and sicknesses, and by His stripes I was healed. I am healed now today. And to believe that within their spirit. See, folks, again, it goes back to we've got to affirm the Word and speak forth only the Word. Well, what if it's not lining up? Or what if, you know, my reality is that I'm sick? My reality is that I'm broke? My reality is this? Well, guess what? Your reality is whatever you call it. It's whatever you call it. But really, I don't have any money in my bank account. I'm broke. No, that's what you call it. And guess what? And if you speak that, that's what it's going to be. I learned a long time ago, as one of my mentors told me, he says that, look, never say you're broke. Say your money is circulating. It's currency. It circulates. And it's coming back around to you. See, that's a whole different level of understanding in what you are confessing. Matter of fact, the Bible says that we're prosperous in every way. He says, beloved, I wish that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul doth prosper. So my confession becomes, I am prosperous. I am prosperous. I am prosperous with the Word of God. I'm prosperous with the Word of God that tells me everything that I touch shall be blessed. I am prosperous in that He is the Lord God that giveth me the ability to create wealth to so confirm His covenant, according to Deuteronomy 8:18. So I continue to affirm these things. I continue to share and declare and to decree these things within my life. Man, our words are powerful. You know, stop. Matter of fact, because again, think about this. Whatever we speak, it oftentimes manifests. Think about it. I'm probably talking about, I mean, the percentages are probably high. If we really think about it, or everything that we say oftentimes materialize. Why? Because our beliefs are so enrooted, entrenched, and rooted within what we are saying. And so, therefore, we've got to look at our beliefs and allow that to be the word of God and to speak forth only the word of God. And it may look crazy or sound crazy to people, but hey, it's all right to be able to speak it. And as and even if it doesn't look that way, I continue to affirm it until it lines up with the word of God. Now, that's my way of just really introduction of this. I mean, our words are powerful. And I made mention of Genesis 1. I've made mention of Isaiah 55, 11. And even what Jesus declared. I touched upon this scripture last week. But I want to look at this again as it relates to the law of affirmation, confession, our words. And also give you an idea, see how all of these things work together. I talked about the law of focus and obsession, the law of visualization, the strategy of engagement, living as if you've already laid hold of that, the power of prayer. We looked at the strategy of prayer and the principle of prayer. Now the law of confession and affirmation of the power of our words, what we speak over our lives and what we speak to others. So now let's look in Mark 11. And Jesus says this in regards to prayer. And look at how powerful our words are. Look how powerful our words are. Mark 11. And it should be a transforming thing in terms of your life. Verses 22 and 23. He says, "For verily I say unto you, that whoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." Now notice something. There's more saying than believing in the passage of Scripture that I'm reading. But yet your belief system should be the undergirding of your words. But yet the principle is here in how we use our words, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain. See, you've got to speak to your mountains. Whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed. Right? And he says, and it be cast into the sea. A mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he saith, those things that he saith. As I'm speaking forth my healing, I'm speaking forth my blessing, I'm speaking forth my prosperity, I'm speaking forth my good, I believe that whatever I saith, I'm calling it forth, it shall be done. Listen, I've got to stop here, because my time is up. I'm going to pick this up tomorrow. Share this with somebody today. Let it be a blessing to somebody today. And know that I am Keith Russell Lee of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment. Please be a partner with me. Go to krlm.org. Plant a seed, as these lessons have been blessing you. And I thank you so much for tuning in today. Share it with somebody, and I will be back tomorrow. Live with faith and power and continue to create a phenomenal life. I am Keith Russell Lee.